I was struck by a phrase in our second reading. The verse goes, "Through him, through Jesus Christ, we have received the grace of apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith." I was struck by the obedience of faith. Let's think about what that means. Obedience of faith. First, obedience. It alludes to a submission of authority. If we are obedient, say you kids are obedient to your parents, right? Always, right? If you are obedient to your parents, you are submitting to their authority. You are trusting that what they are saying is right, is good for you. And so you will obey what they say. So what does it mean to have obedience of faith? It means that we are to have submission of authority to Jesus Christ. Think about that. Have you submitted yourself to his authority? Are you obedient as a child to the obedience of faith? It means that we have a Heavenly Father who is over us, who has the authority to direct us, the authority to tell us what is right and wrong, and to instruct us. So I ask you, as myself, are you obedient in faith? So what does this obedience of faith leads to? Leads to being set apart for the gospel of God. You know, in this culture which is stand up for yourself, be unique, don't go with the crowd, stand up and be different. If we want to be different, if you want to make a statement in the world, try the obedience of faith. That will make a statement in our culture, in our society. So we are called, if we are obedient in faith, to be set apart for the gospel. You who are called to be holy. To be set apart means to be holy. I ask you, as I ask myself again, are you holy? Are you striving with all your heart to be holy, to be set apart in your life? Our Lord Jesus Christ is sent by the Father, by our Father, to reveal himself here this Christmas in just a couple days from now, so that we can be made holy. Our psalm says, "He is the King of glory. Come and enter." The King of glory is going to come. Have you invited him into the depth of your heart? Have you invited him as Lord, as King, under his authority? Brothers and sisters, there's no other way around it. We are either spinning ourselves
under his authority. We are letting him have control, or we are in control of our lives. I know this is hard. This is very hard. But this is what it means to be holy, to be set apart, to be obedient to faith. It means to allow him to have control, to trust that he has a greater plan than you and I could ever imagine. To what purpose? To bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the Gentiles, among whom you also called to belong to Jesus Christ. You see, this obedience of faith is much more than just I believe in God, or I believe in Jesus Christ. This obedience of faith means a submission of authority, as I said. It means to belong to him. Do you and I belong to Jesus Christ? St. Paul says elsewhere, yea, my life is hidden in God. Is your life hidden in God? Is my life hidden in God? The joy that we are longing for, the joy of this Christmas season, comes when we submit ourselves to his authority, when we let him enter as a King of glory, as Lord of our hearts, Lord of our lives. So, my brothers and sisters, this Christmas season, let us not just kind of go through the motions, doing the same tradition we have and expecting the same thing to happen every time. Let us want something new. Let us want to be set apart. Let us strive to be holy here and now. It starts here and now to let the King of glory into our hearts so he can be Lord and we submit ourselves to his authority, to his lordship over our lives. That, my brothers and sisters, is the meaning of this season. This is the purpose of our lives. That is the joy which our hearts long for when he is King and Lord. So let us here and now invite him in to be Lord of our lives forever.